Wolf, get away from those sheep.
Bollocks.
You're listening to the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast, broadcasting from Fort Worth in the great state of Texas. Now, get ready for this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd.
Welcome to this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd. Today, we're going to be talking about... Honestly, I have no idea. So here's what happened. We haven't done a podcast just talking about a topic in a while. And we've been doing a lot of interviews. And now all of a sudden, we're actually going to do just a topic going back and forth. And yeah, you know, we did the 1 year anniversary and everything. But we also made some phone calls and everything and talked to some people. So we're going to be talking about some random topic that the Wolf will not tell me what we're going to talk about. He just said, let's hit the record button. Let's go ahead and talk about this. I'm like, okay, well, what are we going to talk about? He said, I'm not going to tell you. So we're going to be talking about what?
Well, I think, you know, we're living in a time where you can't always... you know, give the topic before you want to discuss it, because people start building up prejudices and biases and,
right,
you know, really relying on the information they've had in the past, and they're not always open to new information. And so I thought with this topic, this needed to be something which I hit you with on the spur of the moment. You're not going to carry any emotional baggage into this topic, none of your prejudices.
And you're not going to let me do any research.
No research.
God, I hate it when you do this. This feels like a giant Stump the Shepherd episode.
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to do to me?
No.
Oh, okay.
So today's topic is, can you build a bionic woman? Now, before you answer that, the question everybody might be asking is, why would you want to do that? Because surely
I can think of a lot of reasons why you would want to.
No, we can think of some reasons, but... you'd have to pick and choose why you want a bionic woman, because if everything is multiplied, imagine that nagging on a bionic level.
Well, no, if you're going to build the bionic woman, right, yeah, you take out the nagging portion.
I don't know if you get that option.
Oh, I think you do. I mean, if you're building it, it's your choice, right? No. It's how you're putting this together. So why wouldn't you have the ability to be able to build it the way you wanted and take that nagging ability out?
Well, if you're not going to see bionic bitch face, I think it kind of takes away from the realism, or realism, well, not really what you're going after. Because first of all, we're creating a bionic woman, a woman who's actually going to want to spend time with you. So we've already kind of gone into the unrealistic science fiction realm.
Well, that's very true. But you're also going to have to probably get a little more in depth of how I'm going to be able to build this woman and what my options are.
I'm glad you've mentioned that, because I'm sure you're curious as to where I've done my research, right? I haven't done any research.
Well, first page of Google.
Well, amazing you say that, because what I typed into Google was, can you build a bionic woman? Didn't even put a question mark, right? And so I
don't think you have to use punctuation in Google.
I know you don't have to, but okay. You know, I figured, because we've joked about it so much over the last year about the first page of Google being basically our entire research, we're going to go purely from the 10 links on the first page of Google to gauge our information as to whether building a bionic woman is possible, and indeed the pitfalls that might be involved. So okay, this is it. So we're going to educate people purely from our interpretation of the first page of Google.
So I got to be honest with you right now, right? But before we go any farther, I want to give a spoiler alert that yes, this is possible. And I've seen companies overseas that yes, you can order these. And they're a few thousand dollars.
What's this, bionicwoman.com? What websites can you buy a bionic woman from? Like a living woman, like cyborg type mix of man, woman, and machine you can buy online?
You're talking
about fully synthetic, like Blade Runner synthetic, not a like mix. Remember, bionic woman wasn't like a robot. She was a woman who had some dodgy bits replaced, and now she's a bionic woman.
Oh, I mean, like my father, who has like a fake knee and a fake hip and all that. I mean, is he a bionic man?
Well, I don't know if just sitting down faster and getting up faster really kind of qualifies it.
No, I'm thinking more along the lines of a companion that you can order online.
He's just talking about an animatronic kind of like blow-up doll thing.
Well, not animatronic and not blow-up, but kind of in between where there's no animatronic and no, you don't have to blow them up, but they appear to be lifelike.
All right.
Is that what we're talking about?
All right. Now, I may be way off base here, but I'm going to go ahead and assume that if you had a requirement for a bionic woman, it's going to have pretty much one or two sole purposes of its existence.
Yes. Sole purpose number one, look exactly like Selma Hayek.
Right.
I need to go ahead and get a trademark on that. Like, if Selma Hayek hasn't done that, like, there needs to be a Selma Hayek
doll. Getting a trademark on getting body doubles done of you.
Of me?
No. Not you. No, of like...
No, of Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how's she going to stop the Chinese from knocking it off?
Oh, you don't want that. No, you want legitimate stuff.
Oh, I've just thought of something. If you ordered one on Amazon and it came from China and you did the dirty deed with it, you would have knocked off a knockoff.
That's true.
That is true.
That is very true.
Yeah.
But you're talking more along the lines of
person and machine. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You know me, I have a one-track mind. So I'm thinking about
it. Well, obviously the only plot of the Bionic Man and the Bionic Woman wasn't part of the one track.
Oh, well, that's probably true.
Well, you know, did you never used to watch The $6 Million Man?
No.
Well, basically, Steve Austin, right, played by Lee Majors, $6 Million Man, right, he's some test pilot working for either NASA or the Air Force anyway. He's a bit of one of those people who goes into space but flies planes mainly. So probably what people call a normal, regular astronaut or whatever name.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, he's coming down in his plane. It all goes to crap. He crashes. He's on the operating table. And they say, we can rebuild him. We have the technology to rebuild him. Now, remember, this is back in the 80s. And I had a 1K personal computer. I'm not sure they did have the technology to rebuild him. But so basically, they rebuild him. They give him a bionic eye in which he can see great distances, which I would not use for any good whatsoever. He had like a bionic leg, just one, I think. And I think he had one bionic arm, much like my left arm. But his was more powerful. And I think that was about it. So he could jump pretty high, obviously, if he was jumping off his good bionic leg. Running, I don't know how you'd build that in, because surely you'd get to speed so much with your one bionic leg.
Well, I guess...
The other one would be able to keep up or support
the speed. No, but if you were doing one of those three-legged races, I bet he would do really well with that. Well,
yeah, if he was the middle leg, because they just, like, hop all the way.
Exactly.
Bionic. Yeah, but I don't know how many shows, how many episodes they could have run off him winning three-legged races to kind of get his heroic status. He fought a lot of crime and stuff, like, you know, like big major league crime with his bionic abilities, but it did just involve him jumping high, running fast, and seeing a great distance. Now, that is pretty limited in today's Marvel universe and DC movies, you know, all this type of stuff. You know, a man who can see far, hop pretty strongly,
right? Not
good at hopscotch.
No, that makes sense.
And can wank, you know, 400 times an hour.
Yeah,
you know, I think it's pretty limiting nowadays. You do want more out of your superhero, but what are you going to get for $6 million
today? Not that much, unfortunately.
I mean, he's not even going to remotely compete with Iron Man, is he?
No,
Robert Downey Jr. has nothing.
Oh no, I mean, Robert Downey Jr. in Iron Man, it's got a lot more than $6 million.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he can build an Iron Man suit living in a cave or whatever from that one movie I saw.
Yeah. I mean, I don't generally like to make any pro-feminist comments, but I think even Captain Marvel could kick his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So...
I agree.
A bionic woman, right? You're going to want a bionic woman for the more traditional roles.
Okay.
Whereas if you had a bionic man, obviously you just want to.
So are you more? Are you more talking about a bionic wife?
No,
but just. But you're talking about a woman as a companion, right?
No, I didn't say that. Oh, my question was: can you build a bionic woman? You started going into the where you could order them online and how you want one to look like Salma Hayek and how she should copyright it.
Right. So now we're just building a bionic woman. Why do we have to build a bionic woman?
It's not just me and you. I'm not talking about mine and yours resources and what we've got laying around in the studio and next door in the insurance office. Not you and me building a bionic woman.
Oh, we're just talking about in general.
Yeah, I've got some YouTube videos, but they're not like guides.
Well, I'd hope not.
Do it. Because I'll tell you what, I watched a little bit of one and they skipped over a lot of bits about how you connect all this stuff to the brain. It lasted like about 20 seconds. Now, I'm no neurologist or brain surgeon, but I'm pretty sure you need a little bit more base knowledge to start connecting machinery and animatronics to somebody's brain.
Yeah, but isn't that what Elon Musk is trying to do right now? Of, you know, trying to do the Neuralink thing and get all that connected together?
Well, that whole Internet of Things where everybody's always connected and, you know, we can read each other's minds. Bad step. Everybody knows that. That's a little bit different because you're not really as much integrating technology which has the chance to be rejected. You're just opening people for different channels to receive and send data from brainwaves, which if we can actually translate correctly, there's no reason eventually why this thing should even be an invasive type thing. Now, at the moment, Elon Musk says he wants to cut your head open and stick something in there, which is batshit crazy, but
right.
But I think it should
or
be
or is it brilliant?
It might be also be brilliant. We do love Elon Musk, so we're going to trust him that it's brilliant. We're not volunteering for the first trials, maybe not even two or three. But you know, we're in full support of it. But I do think, you know, given when you see on TV when they read people's brainwaves, they just put the pads, you know, those kind of cotton pads on their faces with a few wires and all this, and they detect their brainwaves.
Yeah, but what about the part where they like shave their whole head and you get those little dots put all over the place and they plug those wires in and everything? Are we talking about that?
It sounds like you've been either watching Ex Machina or The Matrix. I don't know.
Matrix.
Well, you just had that one big thick.
You know, there's a new Matrix movie coming out. Yeah. You know, the crappy thing with that is, I don't remember Matrix 2 and 3. They were so bad. I don't remember those at all.
I enjoyed them.
See, I didn't.
I enjoyed 2. 3, not so much. 2,
I couldn't even tell you what happened in 2 and 3. Okay. Matrix 1, excellent movie. Mm. And now there's going to be a Matrix 4, and I'm thinking, I'm going to have to go back and watch 2 and 3. I will go ahead and watch 1 because it was a great movie. Mm-hmm. But 2 and 3 were so horrible that I feel like I'm going to have to watch those movies to be able to understand 4.
Right. Well, as long as you remember that the movie itself is just representative of something else, and so you're not really looking at a movie which is explaining...
Oh, kind of there is no spoon?
Well, yeah, a dystopian future. I mean, it's really about now and how, you know, we're limited by external forces putting barriers around us, which aren't really barriers. They're just social barriers, which, you know, you can walk through and break through. And that's really all the movie was supposed to symbolize. But they just wanted to do it in a nice, digestible way where people would get the message through killing a lot of people.
Yeah, but, you know, with all that power in the Matrix movies, they didn't make a bionic woman.
We don't need to when you have superpowers, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, not really even superpowers. They just had the regular powers that everybody had, but they're just everybody didn't use.
That's a good point.
You know? But my big problem, right, with a bionic person, number one, judging by the first set of videos, you can't do it at home. You've got to have an extra set of hands and at least one of
these. No, it's kind of like those videos that they show.
It's not like Dr. Frankenstein.
Well, no, but it's like those videos they show on YouTube or on Facebook or whatever. It's like, hey, here's how to make this thing at home, right? Okay, here's step one, here's step two. And by like step five, it's like, now go to your 300,000 CNC machine over here and now you can cut all these pieces and now... For $500,000, you can save $20 in building your own stuff.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure most of this stuff you can't get from Home Depot. But there's definitely points in there where there's got to be an assumed level of knowledge about robotics. Because
gotta be.
Because the problem is, the way they presented this video, right, as I said, they skipped over in about 10 seconds how you connect all this stuff to your brain, okay? So there's no way for you to tell when you watch this video whether this is even possible, because they're not saying anything which you get the chance to agree or disagree with. It's just, look, you can build a bionic person. This is how you do it. And it's like one of those home decor shows where instead of you watch them mow in the yard, they do it and they fast forward through everything. And the video is a bit like that. It's like, oh, let's just skip this very pertinent point of how, you know, we connect all this stuff to the brain and how
sure
somehow, you know, this stuff doesn't decay, doesn't get rejected. But I also think it's got to be a very personal project, because I can't see a mass production line of somebody producing bionic women. Because for one, women generally are going to get quite pissed if they believe that they're going to be replaced by robots.
Well, I think in going with what you're saying, right, that should be kind of a one-off deal.
Yeah.
Like it should be a custom order.
Yeah.
Right? You don't just want to go down to Walmart and get your bionic woman on sale for, you know, 25% off.
We would,
whatever.
We would, though, if it was available there at Walmart for 25% off.
Well, you and I would, but yeah, your normal person would not, right? They want a custom order.
Mm.
I mean, it's like, you know, buying BMWs back in the day where you could actually custom order them from Germany.
Well, yeah.
This would kind of be the same thing.
Yeah, also you want yours to look like Salma Hayek.
Exactly.
You know, Walmart's probably going to look like Whoopi Goldberg. Or
yeah, but you know what? I would say if I'm walking through Walmart and they did have one that looked like Salma Hayek and it was 25% off, that's like the trifecta right there, right? Like, that's so much of a win for me. But I also know with my luck, that would never happen.
Well, I don't know if it's your luck which is stopping this life-size animatronic replica with a 20% discount at Walmart. But let's be honest, even if it wasn't robotic, if it was a life-sized, almost perfect representation of Salma Hayek, you'd probably buy it anyway.
Yes.
And then do a detour through the women's clothing section to buy some nice outfits, and then,
you know,
if
that were to happen, and if I found Salma Hayek in Walmart, I would probably go ahead, especially with the 25% off, right? I would probably go ahead and go to a higher class store for the clothes.
Why?
Because I just saved 25%, yeah, right? So I'm going to take that savings and I'm going to buy some nicer clothes.
Well, I thought,
because I want my fake Salma Hayek doll to have some nice clothes.
Well, I was pretty sure the direction this story was going, that having her look trashy was part of the overall.
Well, I never said I wouldn't go down to South Texas and get her like giant hoop earrings and all that stuff and make her look a little ghetto. You know, yeah, just make her look
ratchet,
that
Salma,
yeah, Hayek. That Salma Hayek that I would really want, you know.
Yeah.
And we could do that.
So, really,
I could do that, not we. There's really no we in here, so yeah. I shouldn't have said that. I would do that.
So you really don't need a bionic woman. You just need a life-size, advanced kind of doll replica of Salma Hayek with lifelike skin, maybe a voice box in there, and you'd be happy. So, yeah, you'd have a lot of money left over from...
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I'm a simple man. Yeah. That would make me happy.
Now,
yes.
If there was any way you could make her bionic, not just be regular Salma Hayek, she's... Now, did you know that...
See, the problem is, regular Salma Hayek, I don't think I could put up with. Because I think she's got a lot of attitude behind her.
Yeah.
You know, so if we're talking about that bionic woman, I got to take that attitude out. Because I look at Salma Hayek
You don't get to take anything away.
Oh. Well, then I just kind of want to give up.
All right, look. Forget the scenario where some company in Europe or likely Asia.
Yeah, it's not Europe.
We're not stereotyping.
Nobody makes anything in Europe anymore.
This kind of sick stuff normally comes from Asia. But say you're not having to buy this life-size replica with moving parts and a permanently, oh, I'm quite happy with that look on her face, right? why not just have a complete addition to the real Salma Hayek? So say now you've got the real Salma Hayek, right? You're not having to get this fake knockoff one, and you have the choice to make her bionic, right? So it's not like she's going to look like, half of her's going to look like the Terminator, because that's a bit of a turnoff for most people. You'd be surprised what goes on at Comic-Con, though. So how would you make her, how would you improve her by adding bionic bits to her?
Okay, so we're also not talking about her attitude, right?
No, that's just part and parcel of it, mate. You're going to have to deal with it. You're going to have to put your foot down. You're going to have to be the man and just cry about it in your own personal time.
I mean, other than her attitude, I mean, there's nothing I would change.
Wouldn't you not like her to go back in time about 10 years, be a little bit fresher?
No.
No, you kind of like her now.
Yeah, I kind of want that.
You might be like Milfy Sally.
She's 50. I think she's 53, 54 right now. It's like, you know, and she's aged very, very well. Yeah. She's aged very, very well. Yeah. Kind of like my wife has. She's aged very well. And I hope she's not listening to this right now, because I'm not going to get anything out of her for like a month.
Well, it won't matter, because you're getting a replacement Salma Hayek from China. So.
Well, no, not China. Yeah. Mexico. Why couldn't she be made in Mexico? I mean, Salma Hayek is Mexican. Right. I would rather her be made in Mexico, because the Mexicans are actually going to make sure that she looks just like she needs to
look. All right. Look. Now, listen, I love Mexico. I love Mexican people. I love their passion for soccer and stuff. But the Mexicans are not known for their technology. Now, maybe they are, and we're just ignorant and doesn't make our news.
Yeah, but I mean, there's a lot of quote-unquote American vehicles. Like, Chevrolet was made in Mexico for years.
But isn't that just a factory in there? It's not like Mexican technology.
Well, where do you think these animatronic people are made? They're going to be made in factories, so they have the factory technology
but not with the technological knowledge of the Mexicans. It just happens to be in Mexico. What's that?
Ooh, what was that? Uh-oh.
No, an earthquake.
No. Sandra.
It's that woman.
Sandra. Sandra next door is moving furniture again and making stuff just fall over. Look, she is...
She is
literally at the window right now, just yelling and waving at us.
Yeah. You see, that's what they should have used for lockdown. Instead of telling people you've got to stay indoors, they should have just sent her looking through the outside of your front door, and you wouldn't have got left the house. Well, anyway.
We love Sandra,
though. We do love Sandra. She's funny. And also Hispanic. Is she from Mexico? Or somewhere else?
Aren't they all? Oh, that was kind of dirty. But yeah, no, she is Mexican.
She's Mexican, yeah. We love Mexicans, especially the food.
Yes.
We do love Mexican
food. Well, we like our Tex-Mex in Texas because we had to put our Texas thing into it and make it really good.
Yeah.
And any Mexican food north of Texas sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, there is nothing worse. When I was traveling a lot for my normal job, right? And somebody said, hey, let's go have Mexican food. And I'm, you know, north of the Red River, basically. I'm like, you guys have no clue.
Right.
You have no clue what good Mexican food is. And the farther south you go in Texas, the better the Mexican food gets.
Yeah.
And we're fairly spoiled in DFW because we have a lot of good Tex-Mex here. But... man, everything north just sucks so bad. It sucks so bad.
Well, that's because they don't have real Mexicans.
Yes, we have all the Mexicans.
We have all the real Mexicans here in Texas.
The ironic part, though, is in California, they have a lot of Mexicans in California, but for some reason, they didn't get the Mexicans that know how to cook good Mexican food over there.
They're not the same quality of Mexican as we get.
Yeah, well, no, we got all the people over here in Texas that actually know how to cook good Mexican food.
Yeah.
In California, I don't know what happened over there. I feel sorry for them on a numerous number of cases why I feel sorry for people in California. But we got all the really good...
yeah.
Mexican food cooks in Texas.
Yeah, so on that note, Salma
which has everything to do with the creation of the perfect bionic woman.
Salma Hayek, if you are watching, and you'd be willing to have some bionic announcements, but probably fronting the money yourself, because there's no way we can afford any type of this experiment whatsoever. We can probably go and buy one of those kind of under $30 Lego animatronics kits from Walmart.
The Lego technique.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in terms of integration into the human skeleton structure and stuff,
we can't figure that out.
We've got a couple of videos, but if you watched the early part of the show and didn't turn off, I was actually discussing it's not really in detail, so I don't want to stick a Lego arm up your ass and hope it kind of all fits and works and stuff.
Yeah, it's not about puppeteering.
Yeah. Now, having said that, what bionic enhancements would you make to Salma Hayek?
I thought we went over this.
No, we did. You didn't answer the question. Well, you started talking about something else.
How do you enhance her anymore?
Well, what do you want her to be?
I mean, all right then. Say she's living, perfection.
Right? All right. So, okay.
But the only thing wrong with Salma Hayek is that she's not married to me.
Okay, so you don't.
My wife is my own private Salma Hayek. I love my wife. My wife's a beautiful woman, and so Salma Hayek is number two until Salma Hayek shows up at my front door and says, "Lisa, get out of the house. Right. I'm now married to your husband," and then I would kick Lisa to the curb.
Right. Well, I mean, if you're at home and you're using an Xbox 360 and somebody offers you an Xbox Series X, you're going to take the trade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's the only way I would get rid of my wife.
Right. So you,
the problem is my wife would say, well, you know, there would be Ryan Reynolds, there would be all these other guys, right? There would be a list longer than anything in the world that, if those guys showed up to the front door, she'd get rid of me. I've only got one name.
Right.
Well, I've only got one name.
So you've established then this is going to be a long-term relationship because she's going to replace your wife, right? You said this, your words. So this is a relationship. So you're saying, okay, outside of like you getting intimate, which is going to be like, you know, 5-10 minutes a day, okay? There's a lot of time where she needs to take care of womanly chores in the historic cultural interpretation of such activities. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so we're talking about like cooking, doing the laundry.
It not help if she was bionic and could get some of this stuff done a little bit quicker? Like, you know, certainly mixing, because I know you like eating cakes. She could kind of like stir that stuff in the bowl really quickly if she had a bionic arm.
Well, possibly. I could figure out something else she could do with the bionic arm, but I'm really stuck on the fact that I wouldn't even want her to make cakes or even do the laundry.
You just want to use her to fill out your proctology fantasy then?
Oh, no, not really that, but maybe acting out movie scenes.
Right.
From certain movies.
Yeah. So, in reality then, you could probably have the same relationship or greater benefit from a fake Salma Hayek, because then you could choose to get rid of the attitude. So
right, and once again, that comes the real thing. Yeah, but that comes back to my point that I'd have to get rid of her attitude, because I think she has that kind of attitude about her, you know, and it doesn't make her bad by any means, but she knows who she is. She knows she's pretty. And quite honestly, that's the worst part to me, in my opinion, about a woman.
You'd be on the leash by the end of the week.
No, but when a woman thinks they're pretty and knows they're pretty, that wears me out. That's one thing I love about my wife. She doesn't think that way about herself. But Salma Hayek, if you look at her Instagram or whatever, it's always, you know, what 52, 53, however old she is constantly taking pictures of herself in bathing suits and bikinis and everything. It's like, okay, that's what you think about yourself, right? You're a sex symbol and blah, 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 which, you know, as a typical man, I look at that and I think, okay, well, that's what I think I want. But I know there's a attitude behind you that I just cannot put up with.
So even if you had your idea of perfection, there's still a bunch of bollocks in there somewhere.
Exactly. That's the point. Right. So, and the problem is, see, now I've qualified this argument, but if my wife has been listening to this, I've been fighting with her for like a month because she didn't realize actually how I'm carrying this all the way through.
Right.
Because I know, like all the other Instagram chicks that are out there and they're taking pictures of themselves and they're saying, love me for how I look. But they also say, well, don't judge me by my looks. Judge me for this. But by the way, here's a picture of me in a slutty dress or my boobs are hanging out of this or look at my ass in this.
Which we do appreciate.
Yes. We please don't stop doing that.
It's not dissing you.
Right.
It's absolutely not dissing you.
Exactly. But the point being, there's an attitude behind that.
Yeah. Well, funnily enough, you know, I've never heard or read any type of model or actress who posts those types of photos ever saying, don't judge me by the way I look. It's always people who look like the back end of a cow who make those statements about don't judge people by appearances. And let's be honest, they've got more skin in the game when it comes to making that statement.
A lot more skin.
Yeah, mainly around the jaws and
around the neck and in stuff. The love handle areas.
Definitely got a lot more skin in the game, sometimes up to 10 times as much.
Yes.
But I think we can agree then, a synthetic built from the ground up, Blade Runner type, you know, Terminator, so you can't see any crap going on. That type of bionic woman as such would be the way to go. Okay, so not this cyborg integration of bolting a few mechanical things.
Right, it would be a ground up creation.
Right.
Not like replacing certain parts, bolting that on. It would have to be, ground up.
Right, so say you had the company which was doing this, right? Now, I know the normal question would be, what would be your vision for the company? But I know your vision for the company. Your vision for the company would be sales would be so good, you wouldn't have to do any work and you could just stay at home with a number of these machines by yourself.
No, you're absolutely wrong. So if I had this company, I would make one and then I would go out of business. I'd file bankruptcy and I would have what I wanted and I'd walk away because I'm selfish.
Well, what if she's like a Tesla and you have to plug her in every day and you can't afford the electricity? She's not going to be like Iron Man with this unknown freaking thing he sticks in his chest and she keeps
going. Why not?
She's not running on an atomic battery.
Why
not?
Why are you trying to just ruin my dream here?
Because
what if it could be some kind of perpetual thing where you put a little bit of uranium in them and they last for 200 years?
It don't work like that.
I'm pretty sure it does.
It doesn't.
I think it does.
I don't care what you saw in Iron Man 2. That's not how it works. But even if it did work like that, so you're saying you would. So you don't even have to own the company. Just as long as one of these companies exists.
One off.
And you can get a cheap knockoff, which does the job.
No, not a cheap knockoff. Right, I want a good one.
Well, what's the difference between the cheap one and the premium one? What are going to be the differences? So, all right, then. Go back.
Reliability. I don't want a bunch of maintenance later on.
Well, okay. Say you do own this company then, right? You're selling these things.
But I don't want to sell them. I just want them for me.
I know. Okay, but listen.
But now I've got to make money on this. Yes. Is that the problem?
Yeah.
I've got to create a business model behind this.
Yeah, some cruel genius with a lot of money has put you in charge of this company to sell real life robots and stuff. So,
okay, so that guy's a fool for putting me in charge of this.
Well, he's an evil genius, so who knows how his mind works.
Fair enough. Now,
if you're having different levels of doll which you're selling, so like premium, gold level, bronze, lead version, what features would you take out or add depending which level of doll?
You know, see, once again, you're actually taking the American approach here. You know, it's like buying a Camaro back in the day, right? You could get a base model Camaro, and then you get a RS Camaro that had power windows or whatever, but maybe didn't have as big of a motor. Then you got a Z28, and now it's got the big motor or whatever. You're assuming that I would actually have all these different options. Why not just have one? Why not just say, here it is, here's what you're going to buy?
All right. Let's just assume you're a traditional American capitalist, and so in order to increase profits, you bring out the same model, but with enhanced premium features. So what are you adding to this Salma Hayek doll, which will make it better than the standard model?
An attitude adjustment feature.
Well, no, you can already take that out.
Why?
Because you said these are built from the ground up.
Well, then what but am I going
to... Some people might like the attitude, though. You have to remember, some people do like that kind of bossy type feel.
Oh, okay. So that could be DLC that you actually pay extra for because you're that much of a dumbass that you would actually want that and would pay extra for.
Well, that's the basis of the entire console game industry now.
Yes.
For the downloadable content that gives you the things that you actually really want.
Actually, that would be the way to do it, that you pay for some kind of a DLC thing, and you pay a subscription, and you never know what's going to hit each month based off the attitude. Feature. Like, all of a sudden, it's like, you didn't wash the dishes, so now I'm going to be mad at you for a
right.
month.
Yeah.
That's what I would add.
I honestly don't.
Kind of that realistic view of, you know, here's what it would be like to live with her.
I don't think I'd want one. I mean, I'd want one like part time, but I wouldn't want one all the time.
Well, I guess it going back to your problem with the, you know, fueling them up, where I said, you know, throw uranium in, and you're saying plug them into the wall, right? Couldn't you solve that by not charging them up and just throwing them in the closet somewhere and saying, all right, well, I'm done with you for 2 or 3 weeks, and then get them back out and plug them back in?
Well, then you do have to produce different models then, because some people might actually want them, like I said, to help with like household duties and all that stuff, and they need to be kicking around most of the day.
So here's the problem with that. You would need two.
Well, I was going to get two anyway, but maybe not for the
right.
answer you're going to get.
So you need one for certain things, then you need different one.
I need two for
certain things. No, I mean, if I'm going to have somebody that's going to cook for me, clean for me, do all that, right, I'm not going to have the Selma Hayek.
Right, so I need three then, basically.
No. No, you only need two.
No, I need the two for the first thing. I need the third for the thing you're talking about.
See, now you're being selfish. No, you're being selfish.
Hey, it's my money.
No, but, you know, in those instances, maybe you could reward that second one.
Right? Well, I don't need to reward them because there's going to be no motivator other than I said so. Remember, they're going to be robots, mate. I'm not going to have to be convincing them, because now you're going into the real world of me having to impress them, which is going to be automatically failure to launch.
Right.
Just in terms of they want being impressed or satisfied, they're in the wrong place.
Okay, so now let's back up then. Then why do we need more than one? Other than the implied thing right here, which you could rent, and so then you could have kind of like a Netflix thing, you know, where it's like, you know, maybe once a week I want this to happen, and then they're shipped, and then you just shove them in the mailbox.
Do you want to have a secondhand used one? Trust in the
company. I think there's some stuff. I think there's some stuff over in like China or Japan that has some dolls or things like that that you actually go in and do that. So don't look at me like I'm making this up. They've already figured that out over there.
That's a very specific fetish, isn't it? I would like to go and be familiar with a doll which also has been used many times before, and I'm trusting that you may or may not have sanitized.
Well, isn't it the same thing of going into Chili's and worrying about whether or not COVID's there when you're eating chips and queso?
I think there's a little bit more of a stigma involved, isn't there?
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
It's not like
going but to it's Applebee's. Basically the same thing.
Yeah. Well, all right, I think an hour a week is good.
An hour a week?
Yeah. Then I need the third one to pretty much be there 24/7 to wait on me hand and foot.
Yes.
And that's me sorted. You see, you actually want your fantasy woman robot to live with you full time, 24/7.
I see where you're coming from now.
You have a
different idea of how this works in your house. Yeah. So walk me through how this works in your house.
I'm just gonna treat her like an accountant. Just call her up when I need her, and just hope she doesn't overcharge me.
That's an interesting way to look
whereas
at
you,
it.
Whereas it's like you're asking the accountant to move in with
okay,
you.
It, okay,
and help
so
you with basic arithmetic.
All right, but here's the problem with your theory, right? You want to call them up when you need them, right? But do you know when you need them? Wouldn't you rather them be right there and say, here it is, I need you right now?
They can't be in the closet. I mean, I don't want them.
Yeah, but now you're going to have to go over there and get them, right? It's just like,
I have an on button. I'm pretty sure the technology, if we've got a robotic woman, I'm not going to go and physically pick them up out of the closet.
Sure, but if we have this ability, we're living in big houses, right? So now you got to find this remote. Now you got to hit that. Now you got to make sure they're charged, right? So that's the fallacy here. I'm sitting at home in our non-pretend world, and I'm like, I want a pizza. Guess what I have to do? I have to order that pizza. I have to wait for that pizza. It's going to be like 30, 35 minutes before I get my pizza. It's not going to be 30 seconds. It's going to be 30 minutes. In your deal right there, you're going to have to wait. In mine, I don't have to wait.
No, I'm not.
They're already right there.
I'm going to hit a button on my phone, and they'll be along in 10 seconds later.
Yeah, it depends on what part of your mansion you're living in.
I think you're...
What if you're not at home? What if you're not at home? What if you're driving in your car, right? And you realize, you know what? I wish I would have my robot with me. That, for me, I've got the robot with me all the time. But now, all of a sudden, you're driving in your car and you realize, my robot's not with me. It's at home. And I'm 30 minutes away. And I'm in my car. You can't just hit that button.
I'll keep one of the cheap Chinese knockoffs in the trunk.
See? Yeah, now you got to pull over and make sure she's charged up because it's a cheap Chinese knockoff and maybe the batteries are shot.
I figure if this is going to be a reoccurring incident, after the first time, I'll probably make sure she's fully charged or have a battery backup pack.
Yeah, but you know you're too lazy to remember to charge her up.
Well, not if it comes to... that
or if you're smart, you have the first robot make sure that the second robot's charged all the time.
Yeah, specific charging, recharging mechanism.
Yes,
as well.
Maybe you have a third robot that's like a dog, right? And part of the job of the dog is to make sure that the other robots are charged up, and then you just throw a tennis ball in the backyard for the dog every once in a while.
I want a real dog because, you know, dogs get confused at the actions of humans.
But a real dog can't charge robots.
No, I'm not asking him to charge the robot.
Why not? Why not have a robot dog that can charge the robots?
Well, look, even Roombas can recharge themselves. Why can't these robot women go plug themselves in when they're running low? Or go stand? I'm pretty sure we should
Because they're going to get an attitude and they're going to say, well, I'm not going to go recharge myself. I'm just going to go hide in the closet, and I'm not going to recharge myself, and you're going to have to deal with it.
They're not going to have an attitude, remember? They're not programmed with the capability to have an attitude.
Oh, so all of a sudden you have the premium ones now. So now you've got like multiple women robots all on the premium thing. Like, what part of Dubai are you living in that you have this much money to be able to have all these?
Well, I checked the no bloody attitude box, so... If this is the trade-off that my model doesn't talk, then that's fine. So you can actually take away a feature and it should be cheaper. Do you want it to talk? No.
Mm.
Or rather just selective phrases. Because like,
I
would like 30, probably 30 phrases and a few few short anecdotal stories to help me every now and then. Like, that'd be it. And then she wouldn't need to speak anymore.
So what you're also saying is, as you're checking these boxes off, right? That if you want to get rid of stuff, you're getting a credit back on the price of this.
So I can buy better things.
Yeah, but I think that's a bad way to go ahead and create the business.
No. You can have your one-size-fits-all model to begin with, but then you've got to start tailor-making them to increase the profits. Now, I know what your model was, but I'm saying the only way you can do this is the evil genius says you've got to make a business.
Right, but I remember when my brother bought his E36 M3, there was a version of the E36 M3 that came out that was basically a track car, right? And there was a bunch of deletions in this. In the deletions was the air conditioner, the back seat, and all this stuff. So it was removing things from the car, right? So in your mind, you would think, well, we're taking stuff out of this. Mm-hmm. It's going to save me money. No, it cost you money to delete the things out of the car. So in looking at how we would have to manufacture this, the deletions are actually going to cost more.
Well, yeah, but you're approaching it the wrong way because your initial model never has those seats in the first place. So you have to pay extra money for the seats to begin with.
Mm.
You always sell the most profitable model first and then you adjust.
Right. But in my example, it was the same thing. All this stuff was already built in. This was the base model based off what you're saying. Here's the base model. Now I'm going to delete this stuff. I'm going to save money. No, I think it's going to cost more money to be able to create this.
Right. Okay. Well, screw everybody else. We're just talking about me ordering my
robot. Why can't we just make a Selma Hayek bionic woman and be done? Because that's perfection.
Well, again, you're missing up because the bionic thing, remember, is that kind of robotic. She's got super strength and
stuff. Oh, yeah. So here we went like 35 minutes and now we're just trying to create a woman that has some kind of super strength to do something.
No, we just want a purely synthetic. She doesn't have to have any additional strength other than obviously she's not going to tire and wear out like normal people.
The problem is most women can outlast men in talking and doing everything else. And that's why we want to go to sleep earlier and we just get so bored. So do we really need to create a bionic woman?
I read a story and because I led with that, I can't in any way be held responsible for the contents of this story. That a boy said the reason girls, and this is a kid like first grade or something, said that the reason girls talk more is the same reason why they can't run very fast is because girls have, when they're born, they have the ligaments at the back of their knees taken out and inserted into their jaw, so they have doubly strong jaws and so they can talk for like 10 times longer than men. But as soon as they grow older, past the age of about 12 and get a little bit heavier, their knees can't support them anymore, so they stop being able to run very fast. And so that was his explanation of why women talk more than men.
Well, that makes sense.
But he does have a good point there.
Which is,
there's going to be a trade-off, right?
Okay.
There's got to be a trade-off, because like I said, like, the thing is, part of what makes Salma Hayek attractive to you is that attitude, because you like seeing that attitude and it's kind of sexy, right? But you wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of it when it comes across as continual nagging.
Not at all.
Then what do you like about a personality, or is it all just purely visual?
Well, it's purely visual.
Well, then why do you want the voice option on there?
Actually, I would change the voice because I can barely understand her. Now that I think about that, I would actually have to change her voice so I could actually understand her, because she has such a thick accent, I can barely understand her.
It's not like she's going to have anything important to say, is it?
Okay, so why are we worried about the voice? Because we're going to ignore what they say anyway.
Well, I'm the one who said I'm going to take the voice out of mine. And you wanted an exact replica, so we're getting rid of the voice, but you know she can still have an attitude without the voice. Like I said, she can give you the stink eye, resting bitch face, all that stuff.
Right, but okay. So here's the problem with that, and I see your point, and I think you have a mildly valid point there. But I don't want to do sign language or whatever. I don't want the voice to be gone.
Well, you can talk to her. Why would you suddenly have to do sign language? She doesn't think she can hear you. Like, if she can't speak, she's
right. Well, you're saying she's not deaf, but she's got to be able to communicate back.
Why?
But you've got, well, I want to say, what'd you make for dinner? I don't want to have to read some kind of sign language to figure out she made spaghetti and meatballs.
You know what she made for dinner? What you told her to make for dinner.
But what if I want to be surprised?
Well, then you hit the surprise button. But then why are you asking her what she made for dinner if you want to be surprised? Just sit down and enjoy the surprise. Because it's going to be too late by then to turn it back anyway, isn't it?
What if I want to ask her, what time did the sprinkler system come on today? What if I want to ask her, you know, did anybody stop by the house today? Maybe I actually have, like, maybe two questions a day I actually want to ask a woman.
But why isn't your second robot the maid-type person taking care of all this stuff?
Okay, so that means we have a dog robot that can talk. So I actually ask the important questions to the dog robot.
Yeah.
There we go. So that's what I would need. I would need a dog robot to actually talk to me, because I mean, how many times have we been sitting there looking at our dogs and said, God, I wish you could talk, right? So maybe you're onto something. Well, maybe you're onto something that the important questions go to a dog robot.
I didn't come up with that solution. You did. My agreement on that.
No, I want
my maid dealing with that stuff. The dog just needs to be a dog, and I want a real dog that can talk. Well,
okay, so how many households have more than one dog?
Some.
Exactly. So you can have a real dog and a robot dog.
I don't want a robot dog. What's the point?
Well, you have your real dog to be a real dog, but you have the robot dog to
what?
Okay, you ask
the lick his metal balls.
No, you ask the robot dog the important questions of what's going on, so you don't have to ask the robot woman and hear her talking.
Well, why not just have the maid do all that stuff? Do you not think the real dog's going to be like, hold on a moment.
What if you had the robot maid that could convert into a robot dog?
Transformers type.
Yes. I mean, why not? Like a shapeshifter.
Yeah, but what's the purpose of it?
Entertainment.
Well, you see it once or twice. It's just like when you're seeing somebody turn into a werewolf and back. You've seen it a few times.
Well, look, I don't want to watch my dog wash the dishes. I'd rather watch a robot maid wash the dishes or whatever.
No, I disagree on that. I would actually like to see the robot dog wash the dishes.
You know what? I think you're right. Yeah. I think that would be kind of cool.
So let me get this. We can afford robots, but we can't afford a bloody dishwasher.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the way that... That is literally the way our logic has worked through this.
For any new listeners who thought there's no way these two people could have missed out any fine detail in terms of the economics, we didn't really kind of take into account
that. Yeah. Well, and this basically goes back to the point of when we talk about a topic, we didn't maybe research it all the way through.
So we can buy a $60 woman, and before we go on Craigslist.
Oh, I'm pretty sure we can get that in downtown Fort Worth right now.
Some on Craigslist, but robot women apparently are more expensive than the real woman. Which, what does that tell you about today's society, that a robot is worth more than a woman?
It's a sad, sad world we live in.
It is. But if you want what you want, you're going to have to pay for it.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's the way it's always going
to
be.
Yeah. So I didn't get past the first YouTube link to go through everything else. I did see that by the time the Bionic Woman come out, the estimate of how much it cost to build her was $40 million, which is up from the $6 million for the $6 million man. So what that other $34 million went on, mind you, she did have a Bionic dog as well. I think it was Lindsay Wagner or somebody.
Yeah, but it was probably... shoes and purses.
Yeah, bionic shoes and bionic purses. Well, the bionic dog, I mean, yeah, she did have a bionic dog. I don't know what happened to the dog. I never got run over or what, but that could obviously leap walls again. I don't know. That kind of helps in the real fundamentals of crime fighting, because if you tend to fight crime in a rural area, there's kind of jumping from tall building to tall building, and jumping over walls.
Are there many tall buildings in rural areas?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Sorting out crime in the country, you're not going to call the bionic woman and her dog. I mean,
they're not jumping on silos.
Well, you like jump over a tractor. It's like you could have just walked around it.
Exactly.
You probably saved your time as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Doesn't make for good movie video, though.
I mean, there is actually an article here. 15 things you might not know about the Bionic Woman. Well, they could have 80 things, because I'm guaranteed they can come up with 80
things. Oh, yeah. I know zero about the Bionic Woman.
Do you want to know the 15 things?
All right. Let's read the 15 things, and let's close this out. So, hit us with them.
Right. First of all, have you ever seen the Bionic Woman?
No.
Oh, she's quite pretty. Lindsay Wagner, but mind you, she's old as crap now, so I can't vouch for her now. She's... Unless she's like Linda Carter, of course, Wonder Woman. I'd still let her be my second in the robotic world there.
Nothing wrong
with that. Anyway, so.
All right, 15 things.
Right, the character of Jamie Summers first appeared in the two-part episode of The 6 Million... Well, that's crap. Those are just facts. It's not things like, you know, to prepare for the role, she lived with a robot for 3 weeks, just her and the robot in a shack.
Well, that would have been exciting.
Yeah, no, it's nothing like that. So, all right then. Other than that, some more pictures of her and then some advertisements for that new Marvel movie. So, the first page of Google as underdelivered in Can You Build a Bionic Woman?
Well, and that totally figures.
Mm. But at least we sorted it out.
Yes, we figured it out. And with all that said, thanks for tuning into this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd, and we will catch you on the next one.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd podcast. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address, thewolfandtheshepherd.com, to your friends and colleagues. And please leave us a positive review on iTunes when you get a chance. Check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for additional content. Join us next time for another episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd.